Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. Fired up to get to the bet. Nope. The rude guest hotline. Our friend Mr. Barstool Nate joining the program from, I think you're still in NYC. Are you in NYC or Vegas?
I'm in beautiful New York City. It's raining up here.
It's actually quite nice down here.
Jealous.
Nate, I want you. You do a very good job. You love the burgundy and gold. Have for a long time.
Yes, sir.
I know exactly where you're going to land on this. Terry McLaurin is not at mini camp. What's your level of concern?
This is a tough one, JP, because I get both sides. I completely see both sides. Let me say this. I think Terry is the best wide receiver in this franchise's history. He's probably my favorite player in franchise history besides Jaden. He's the most consistent wide receiver we've had since the 1970s, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want him to get paid. He has been through so much with the team, 11 starting quarterbacks. He's been the Dan Snyder era. He has been through it all. He has signed extensions to stay in D.C. despite everything. That being said, you can't give a guy a contract because of all that. You have to look at age. You have to look at productivity. You have to look at the future. You have to look at the salary cap. You have to look at so many more variables besides how great of a human being and how great of a teammate and all that Terry has been. So I understand both sides of it. That being said, you pay Terry a little more. You give him what he wants because of all that. You do it for the fans. You do it for the culture. You do it for the locker room. You do it for the consistency with Jaden. I think Terry should get over what maybe the front office considers his market value because of all of that. I understand that it's a business and that maybe they don't see it that way, but that's how I see it. And I want him under contract. I want him to be in Washington for life. I want him to win a Super Bowl in Washington. I want him to be a Hall of Famer in Washington. I don't like that this is happening, but I understand why it is.
It's negotiations. And I think this is the thing. Everything you said is absolutely facts and truth.
We're not even
at that point yet. You know, if they had let him go and then he was going somewhere else, then we're at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's not at the first day of minicamp, which 2 years ago, he wasn't at the minicamp then.
Three
years ago, whatever. So he wasn't at the minicamp then. I'm at the point still where nothing has changed for me to even be concerned about it.
Concerned?
And I know I sound like dismissive, but I understand everything you're saying.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to discuss that again if that were to happen, that he were to be going somewhere else. I don't think he's going
anywhere. I don't want to say I'm overly concerned, but we also can't keep kicking the can down the road. We weren't concerned when he wasn't at volunteer camp, you know, in May. We're saying we're not concerned now. What if it's, you know, July and he's still not signed? Are we concerned then? When do we start getting a little concerned?
When you start missing games and training camp.
My concern would be training camp.
Yeah.
If this – so, I mean, that's a fair question, Nate. Like, when does it change? I think if we get to late July when, you know, it's training camp, it's mandatory, it's the whole team here, you're actually putting your offense in, that's when I would start to be concerned, because if this thing does last that long, then clearly there's a real impasse. Mm-hmm. I think right now is not a sign of a real impasse.
Now, here's one thing, JP, that scares me a little, and I have no facts to back this up. I don't know, but it does worry me a little that Terry is not an Adam Peters guy, that he wasn't drafted by him. They don't, you know, besides, you know, being part of the same franchise for the last couple of years, they don't have that longstanding relationship that makes Adam Peters be like, I'm keeping my guy. You know, to Adam Peters, Terry might just be, you know, another number on the spreadsheet that they have to work out. It's different when it's your guy and you have a connection to him. I'm not saying any of this is accurate, but it's something to think about. It's something to consider. Why isn't, you know, the front office more concerned? Maybe they don't have the same level of concern as I might, or someone listening might.
I don't think that's the case, but I mean, sure, if we like to point out that everything is new and different out here, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, these guys didn't draft and develop Terry, if you want to call it that, but I think we get too caught up in, like, all of the, oh, you know, we had a guy call in saying that he's a hands catcher and that he was excited about Michael Gallup. Yeah, body catcher, pardon me. Mm-hmm. And people are like, oh, you know, Jaden can do whatever he wants. Like, it was last season when McLaurin broke a franchise touchdown, receiving touchdown record. Like,
yep.
To me, say Adam Peters. Terry McLaurin went to Ohio State. Maybe deep down, Adam Peters' uncle was a Michigan man. Say the two of them don't like each other. This was your most productive receiver last year. Like, at some point, the productivity is what matters. You know what I mean? And I think, I don't think there's any bit of the, oh, you know, this isn't necessarily their guy. Like, I don't think that's a thing. But are you really going to take, Jaden threw for what, 28 touchdowns last season, I think? Mm-hmm. I'll pull it up. Just so I have the specific number. Jaden Daniels last season threw for 25 touchdowns. More than half of them went to McLaurin. Do you really want to remove that from the offense? Like, I think we get so caught up in all of these different angles and stuff that it's like, nah, man, this dude is vital to this team. Let's get it done.
I will say one thing surprised me. From Commanders fans that I interact with on Twitter, who I think are good fans, they're not, you know, the sky's falling fans, they're not changing the name back fans, they're just good, reasonable Commanders fans. Some of them had concern about Terry not having the breakaway speed, Terry going to be on a 30-year-old receiver come September. I was surprised.
What is breakaway speed? 4.3? He runs that.
I mean, Terry's not a 1,700-yard receiver. He's not a Justin Jefferson. He's the best receiver we've had, but, you know, his receptions have never been over. He had 87 in 2022, and then it's been 77, 77, 79, 82. I know the quarterback play has been dreadful besides last season, but there are fans with legitimate concerns about maybe we don't give Terry the $30 to $35 million a year. Maybe that's just not in the playbook.
Do you think, those fans watch the Lions game in the divisional round when he ran away from everyone?
I'm speaking on half of the fans that I think are good who have concerns about it. I'm not saying I agree or disagree. I'm saying I was surprised by the level-headedness of some people that I was clicking around on to see that they were like, hey, maybe paying him that much isn't the right move. I was kind of surprised to see that.
I mean, there's a million people with a million opinions. I mean, beyond the contract stuff, there has been this weird, like, is Terry a top 10 receiver discussion for some years now? I think the whole thing is kind of silly. I mean, there's 32 teams. Everybody's legitimately playing, I don't know, three or four wideouts, like significant snaps. And I think trying to decipher a top 10 is an arbitrary number. But, like, whatever. I understand the discussion. I think if fans are, like, actively trying to come up with reasons why they don't think Terry's that good right now, it's just disingenuous. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's about, like, oh, I don't think he's necessarily worth this money, like, okay. I think fans get way too caught up in the cash flow situations of teams. Like, everybody's mad about Javon Kinlaw, who got paid, like, a third-tier defensive tackle in free agency. Like, that's just what those guys get paid. I don't think it was outrageous. And the other part, Nate, that I've tried to explain is that, like, this is going to be a contract extension. So whatever the new dollar amount is going to be for 26, and by the time the 26 season rolls around and three other wideouts have gotten new deals, Terry's still going to be in the same. Like, right now, he's not. Like, Terry's never going to be a top five paid wide receiver in the league, and I don't think by the time week one of 26 starts, he will be either.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think a huge reason to sign him is you have to keep a number one receiver like him under contract while Jaden's in his rookie deal with this team, you know, a season removed from the NFC Championship game. We can talk Super Bowl window and all of that, and the window gets tighter if you don't have Terry McLaurin on your team. And that's, I think, reason enough to pay him what he wants. We saw last year, we had no expectations, and then at the trade deadline, we're bringing guys in to make a run for the Super Bowl. We should be looking at that window for the next 3-4 years, and Terry should be a part of that window. So I am in favor of keeping him, obviously. I love him more than I've loved any player ever. But I see, again, to go back to the start of the call, I see both sides. I hope they get this deal done. I'm kind of disappointed that it wasn't already done. I don't like drama with players and front office and agents and all that. We've had enough of that as fans for the last 7 lifetimes. We don't need any more of that. So I want the deal to get done quickly. I want both sides to be happy. I want him in camp, and I want him to have another 1,000-yard season as a Washington Commander.
I think that's the track it's on, honestly. I don't see that changing. I think we're talking early July, this thing gets done. And if there is, dude, are you on contracts up there? The one thing I find kind of silly is people are like, yeah, there's some frustration about trying to get this contract done. every contract I've ever done has frustration along the way.
Every damn time.
That's just how it is. And I just
sign whatever they give me, and I don't argue. I'm just happy to be here. So I can't relate to that.
Sounds like a liar.
Yeah, that doesn't sound true at all.
A little more truth than I'd like to admit.
I don't know. I don't want to. I think the vast majority of fans are like, let's just get this done. I'm not going to worry about it. I don't think you need to worry about it till training camp. If my tone, if we get to July 24th or whatever the date is, my tone will change if we get there, because there is a real conversation that you do see these things going sideways. Like, it happens. Yeah. Now, I don't think it has happened. I personally know the players involved between McLaurin and AP, and they don't strike me as the type where things will go sideways, but I'm not saying it couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I think if this gets to camp, because, I mean, just playing it out, if I'm Terry and this thing gets to camp, hell no, I'm not going. Now I don't have any guarantees. I could blow up my Achilles. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, and things change significantly then. Mm-hmm. And I think, but I remain confident it'll get done.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be monitoring it.
I'm going to do myself a favor. I'm not going to go read what people on damn Instagram saying. Or any social damn media.
Yeah, besides that, though, it seems like camp's going well. Lattimore showed up. That's always good. You know, our offensive line's looking built and ready and in shape and ready to go. So I'm optimistic, just like you guys are. I'm excited on June 10th for football season to kind of kick into gear, and we'll be in the regular season before we know it. So besides the whole Terry situation, I'm pretty optimistic about everything.
Like to hear it, Nate Dogg. We got to run here. When do you head to Vegas?
On Friday.
Okay. All right. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next week from Vegas.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Good luck, buddy. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right, man. That's our guy, Barstool Nate, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Nate Dogg a follow at Barstool Nate. Obviously, this Terry McLaurin thing is kind of taking over. We should hear from Dan Quinn a little more than an hour, and then we'll be at practice. We do know Laramie Tunsil's here for anybody that had a concern about that. We got to check in on the hockey. My guy Steve Wino is in Florida. He's been at all three of these games. Last night was banana land crazy.
Yes, it was.
And we're going to circle back to Terry and the entire conversation. Keep the phone lines open. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.